Hey, what are you doing up this early? You know you were up late listening to Jimmy and Nath from 7 till 10.
Right around the country on the Hit Network or the Listener app.
Now, what are you... Oh, I know what you're here for. You greedy little thing. You're looking for a...
little bit.
Welcome to a little bit of Jimmy Nath. It's not a lot, it's just a little bit.
Are you lighting fires, Digital Kira?
Yeah, she has to. It's.
I'm saging the cards to give them clean energy for you guys.
So we're about to do some... God, why not? Kira's doing tarot card readings, and she takes it very seriously.
Yeah.
It's very annoying because we're recording a bunch of these on the
12th of March
at around 4:30, and it's Teamless Tuesday in the NRL, and there's some big changes.
Oh, that's what we should be freaking doing.
That's what I'm doing, mate.
A little bit on.
I've got two phones here.
I don't know when we... I don't care if I mentioned
Teddy's
something that
rested.
Hasn't played yet. No, we stop. I don't know when we're going to play these, but
we did Rubik's
one
Cube.
Of these was a Rubik's Cubes, and now we got bloody...
tarot cards.
I can't call her any of those names because people get upset, so I can't call her a...
We can't say... You can't say any of those words, mate.
No. Like,
they're gone.
I've got to call her a...
Kira.
I'm doing tarot readings for you both, and Jimmy's going first.
Yay.
Jimmy.
All right, great. Well, I'm going to look at team list.
Pick a pile.
I want the big one.
Yep. You're only getting two cards.
Remember when we played tarot cards on the show?
Yeah, that wasn't these cards. I refused to bring my cards. Because
they were fake cards.
You have to sage them with every new person. You can't let other people touch them.
Wow.
It's like this whole
and
thing.
And you were doing the readings, mate. What do you know about it?
Well, she wrote me a little cheat sheet, remember? Something about crowns and...
Jimmy got the world.
Jimmy Eats World.
And the page of wands. These are two auspicious cards.
Auspicious.
I don't have enough brain capacity in my brain to remember what every single card means.
Suspicious cards, more like it.
Oh, well, that's when
we
you
can
get your turn,
go
isn't
on
it?
Together
in suspicious.
With suspicious cards.
Can we play the tarot cards whilst listening to Suspicious Minds?
No, because you can't play music, remember?
You can't put that on YouTube, and that's kind of what we need.
That's where this is going.
Where is it?
Is it alphabetical?
No, there's Major Arcana and Minor Arcana. So this is a Major Arcana card. And then you have, like, you know how with, like, playing cards, you have, like, the hearts and the spades and all
spades,
that.
Yeah.
There's, like, wands,
suits,
pentacles, swords, and cups. So, anyway, but guess what? Key meanings, completion, success, reward, and joy.
Well, for
yay!
What?
Yay!
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
Listen.
When I was shuffling and saging, I was like, what does the universe want Jimmy to know?
And what am I going to know?
So, apparently... you have triumph, completion, and rewards for your efforts are coming your way. The world is one of the most welcome cards in a reading. Denotes deep joy and happiness, and you can now feel your deserved success. Cherished projects fly as your commitment and dedication pays off. Life feels balanced too, as work, relationships, finances, and domestic affairs run smoothly. A phase is coming to an end in a positive way, and
Jesus,
you will be acknowledged publicly for what you do.
Oh, hey.
There'll be an article about me.
That's good.
Legendary.
And then we've also got the page of wands.
Oh, there's more.
There's just two cards. You get two each. Which is
settle
also...
down, mate. You'll get your buddy.
Oh, no, I don't think we need.
No, you do.
I think we've... This is good.
I would like...
choice. You do the cards, or you do the Rubik's Cube again.
Well, shut up. I'm talking. Page of Wands, good news and communication.
Okay.
So this is really good for you.
The wand chooses the wizard.
Look at, so he looks very joyous. He's looking ahead. He's looking at his little
big
wand.
Schtick.
He's got a big shtick.
How big's that? That looks like more like a saber.
Okay, it's actually kind of strange. This is also about good news for projects in any situation that requires negotiation. So, like,
new
keeping busy, things may be demanding at work.
For you. Good contract.
But everything is coming together. As a person, it also denotes a talkative, entertaining individual.
Oh!
I'm talkative, I'm entertaining.
How good is this?
So essentially, like, things are really looking up for you, Jimmy.
Thanks, man.
The universe wanted you to know that things are looking up for you.
34 years.
Finally.
I'm finally
on
that.
I'm going to light another silly little fire for Nath.
You can light as many fires as you want,
mate. I really can't because I'll make the building go away.
Don't light it under your bottle.
Great for me. Pressure on you, though.
So, well, yeah.
Nath, the universe wants you to know some things, and I'm asking it what you need to know.
Okay.
So I'm going to need you to pick a number between 1 and 3.
1 and 3.
Yeah.
Well, if it's between 1 and 3, it has to be 2, doesn't it?
Is that the number you want?
Well, can I pick 1 or 3?
You can pick 1, 2,
or
3.
Three.
I think you're overthinking it.
Well, which one comes to your mind first, two?
Ask me again.
Pick
number
three. There you go.
Interesting. So three.
Interesting.
Oh no, I'm going to get like, you will be hit by a bus.
As long as you don't get the, as long as you don't get the tower, you're fine.
I don't think there's a bus.
I'm going to get the tower. What's a tower?
Terra Terra.
I'm going to Terra Terra, aren't I?
It kind of is.
Oh no, I'm going to be.
You got the Ace of Pentacles and the Knight of Swords.
What does that mean?
Then you'd be watching Pentacle Porn.
With my sword. You got the sword out.
This wasn't my idea, by the way.
This is great. People are into this stuff.
People love this stuff.
People love it, mate.
So me and my roommates do them at the first of every month.
Remind me not to come over the first of
ever.
Key meaning, prosperity, property, and beginnings.
Oh!
It's an auspicious card for every aspect of your life.
Is that word again?
Yeah. It predicts happiness and contentment. You can have what you desire. Traditionally, it predicts property, and you find money comes to you quickly, either as a windfall or a win, or as shown as a way to achieve it. In this sense, the card presents an opportunity for further attainment. So now is time to receive the precious gift or opportunity on offer and to use it to maximize your potential.
So buy a lottery ticket? Is that,
are you getting some money?
You may be having some money coming in. Also, it predicts like stability in foundation. So if you have questions concerning your home or relationships, you'll receive what you need in abundance. Maybe air conditioning. Who knows?
I've already got it.
More air conditioning.
But more air con. This links into you and the
Well, I'm renegotiating our new contracts and you steal the money.
And I and run and buy a property.
Are you actually?
In Mallorca.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I've got the death card.
So
you got your money, but you're going to choke on
the
it.
The Knight of Swords.
That your penis will fall off.
Key meanings are stress and truth.
I'll know the truth, but it'll be stressful.
As a person, is a determined and driven, has a strong sense of himself and his mission. He may be quirky and entertaining with an offbeat sense of humour. He may even dress in a distinctive way, like skinny jeans and large shirts. The downside is that he often makes his mark, gets bored, and moves on.
Well, if you heard this, break.
In relationships, he may cause drama and take no responsibility, leaving others to make peace while he's charging ahead with his next obsession. In work, he can show up in readings to represent auditors or other assessors, such as doctors, lawyers, or consultants who are hired.
I've ripped off the ATO. Yeah. That's what's happened.
In short, professionals who are adept in diagnoses. Expect the unexpected. Unpredictable, tempestuous times ahead. You're in for a roller coaster of drama, of highs and lows. Sudden truths may come to light. Underlying conflicts are exposed. This may be illuminating, stressful, or bewildering, depending on your position. It shows disputes at work often, is what this card comes up to see.
I mean, you wait for the feedback of this.
And the Rubik's.
You're in a bit of trouble, but what counts now is how you plan on recovering when the hard times come.
This is a bit...
So Jimmy's having a vibe, and you're kind of having the offshoot of his vibe.
Maybe I'm annoyed that he's having a vibe.
Stressful things.
At least I'm going to be rich, I know.
Yeah.
Be rich and sad.
They say money can't buy happiness.
Oh, I'll be the judge of that.
Well, hasn't this been truly enlightening?
Can I play again?
You want to play again? Oh, do you want one more card?
Give me one more card.
Ooh, two came out.
Oh.
Oh, three came. Ooh.
Is one of them the tower?
No, it's not.
You don't need to read it to me, but just tell me if it's good or bad.
You can't keep asking for cards until you get a good one.
Give me a good card.
Essentially, you need to sit and like hold on to what you have. Be very protective of like your finances and the things that matter most to you right now.
Yes.
You really?
Okay.
So I'm going to cut it off with my nine swords.
There may be a very strong, powerful, smart woman in your life who you need to listen to.
Yeah,
probably Meg.
Probably, yeah.
And
definitely.
Any journeys you go on in the future coming up, you need to sort of go head first, look ahead, but also be wary of what's around you.
Because of the penis. chopped off.
Yeah.
Maybe you're sad because you chopped off.
Maybe that's why, with my nine swords. Yeah. Hey, Kira, well done, mate. Well done.
I can tell you guys truly, truly enjoyed that one.
No, people love that. People love...
So you didn't enjoy it?
People loved it.
Meanwhile, the entire team outside with, like, individual proper readings.
We aren't those people, but people love them.
I got a great reading, mate. I'm stoked.
Yeah
tell Charlotte about that one.
Yes.
Literally, Jimmy's life is just going to be a little bit, like... cruisy and coasty for a little bit.
Yep.
Everything at work's going to work out.
Well, that's
for
good.
Him.
Thank God for that.
I hate you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Hey! That's enough. You don't get greedy. You tune into Jimmy and Nate from 7 till 10. And we'll be back the next morning for another
Little Bee.